Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amanda Russell of the Washington County Fair Board about the upcoming events at the Washington County Fair. The Washington County Fair is coming up in just a couple of weeks, and how are things going as part of the Fair Board?
It's going very well. Every Wednesday night, we're out there getting the fairgrounds ready, doing the projects that we can do beforehand, and then up to the week before especially, you'll see even more changes taking place, and we're excited for a lot of the new things that are coming up for the 2017 Washington County Fair.
And before we get too far ahead of ourselves, can you remind us when the dates are and how people can get tickets ahead of time?
Yes. So the fair starts on Sunday, July 16th, and it goes through Friday, July 21st. There's a few different places you can go here locally in Washington to get season passes. They are going to be $25. You can get them from 4-H'ers, the Extension Office, Moores BP has available, as well as Fairway if you want to get them ahead of time. Otherwise, its day admission is $10 for the day, and you can get those everywhere on the fairgrounds as well. Kids that are 10 and under do get in for free.
And do you have a lot of kiddos that come out there?
Yes, there's lots of kids, especially on Wednesday. That's Kids Day. You'll see lots of them and activities going on as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the new things that are coming up this year?
Yeah, certainly. So new this year, we have what we call the decorated cowboy boots. So we are looking for those that are interested in getting those old boots out before they get tossed into the trash. Get them all turned into a nice little art project for a contest. Anyone can enter into this. Fairgoers will be the ones that vote, so it's popular choice, basically. There's going to be prizes for an adult division as well as a kids division. And you can go to our website, which is www.WashingtonCountyFairIA.com for all the details. There's some ideas, and you can always go on to Pinterest as well.
And there's a basketball tournament, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. So new this year, we have a 2-on-2 basketball tournament. This is a special thanks to Tad Hunt. He's helping us with the fair board to head this up. It's going to be both girls and boys. So it'll be 5th and 6th grade division, 7th and 8th grade, 9th through 12th. For the team divisions. There will be some prizes as well to that. And if you're interested, you can call 319-548-0540. Or you can also message us on Facebook. The Fair Board does have a Facebook page that we can certainly share this information as well.
And if people want to just go watch some of that basketball, where's it going to be held on the fairgrounds?
Yes, it's going to be in the parking lot of the Extension Office. So where that pavement is there, just west of the Extension Office on the fairgrounds is where it'll be located.
And also is a painting party.
Yes, that's new, and we've already had a lot of people that started to show interest in this. You hear about it happening, and you know, businesses are starting this type of thing as well. So a shout out to Jenny Humphreys, Lincoln Art School teacher, is going to help us with this project. Right now we're taking only 20 people, and there is an entry fee of $25 to participate, but basically she will do a step-by-step process of a picture that we'll paint. We have what that image will be out on our Facebook page as well, and you get to take that artwork that you created home with you at the end of the day.
With everything that's going on, are there places people can go online or schedule?
Yes, excellent question. So every household in the county should have received a brochure. If you haven't already, certainly reach out to us and we can make sure you get the information. But it's jammed packed with the entire schedule and all kinds of information about the fair. You also have our website that I mentioned. Again, it's www.WashingtonCountyFairIA.com. And we have a very interactive Facebook page, so check us out there as well. We're making event reminders so you know what the evening entertainment is every night, what the schedule is, and there's a message there that you can certainly reach out with any other specific questions you have.
And before I let you go, can you remind us what the entertainment's going to be for each night?
Yeah, main entertainment. So Sunday is, as you probably know, the Washington County Fair Queen Contest will take place at 7 o'clock in the community center. So that will be taking place, but before you head over there, you can certainly stop over at the Mud Run. It will be taking place during the afternoon, and the evening at the grandstand is also going to be the garden tractor pull. On Monday night is the bigger tractor pull and truck pull. Tuesday, July 18th, you will have the rodeo, along with karaoke taking place for the kids if they want to bounce back and forth between those activities. This year for Wednesday night, we have the Ivy Play Band. We'll have more posts and stuff on Facebook with their information as well. Thursday, the 20th, we have motocross. And then we'll wrap it up on Friday with the demolition derby.
And what's your favorite part of the fair?
Just seeing everybody in the community, you know, making sure they're having a good time. You never know what the weather's going to bring, but I think, you know, all the volunteers, not just with the fair board, but the extension office and the youth volunteers, the children, everyone coming together with all the hard work they put out through the year. It's neat to see it all come to place for the week. You can't summarize it into one thing, so it's the whole aspect of it for sure.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amanda Russell from the Washington County Fair Board. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.